Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Raquel Simpson, and I will be your host for this episode. All right, so our guest today is Flora Vieira Zamora. So Flora is a registered nurse, and we're just going to get you to introduce yourself to our audience. And if you could just tell us a little bit more about yourself and specifically your interest in dementia care.
For sure. So my name is Flora. I did a little bit of an unconventional way into nursing. I started off with an undergrad in biology and medical science at Western University, and then I decided to do a master's in health and aging, focusing on health services for older adults living in the community. And I think that my interest for older adults and working with older adults came from quite a young age. I was fortunate to have my mom, who was very involved in our local community and also in our local church community. Mm-hmm. And she volunteered in many different aspects with working with older adults within the church community, also within different retirement homes.
Right.
And so she would take me along. And so I think that's when I started developing my interest for just interaction and learning from their stories, learning from their experiences. And that was always something that was in the back of my mind as I grew up, went into high school, went into university, of something that I would maybe want to do later on in life. So then I fulfilled that by going into my master's of health and aging and focusing on health services for older adults. But I still felt there was something missing when I finished my master's degree. I felt that I didn't have clinical experience.
Right.
And so I went back to McMaster, or I guess I started at McMaster, but I went back to school to McMaster to do the nursing program, so the accelerated nursing program there. And there I was able to join a multidisciplinary group that focused on, it was a geriatrics interest group at McMaster, and so I was able to work with students from medicine, from OT, from PT, from nursing, and so that's really how this project that we're talking about today came into my radar. That's in my first year we hosted different events, different volunteer opportunities, and then a workshop for interdisciplinary students within the university to learn about different things working with older adults, whether that be like elder abuse or service in the community or polypharmacy. And that's actually where I met Lori in our first workshop in the first year of my nursing degree. And that led into our second workshop in my second year of my nursing degree, being focused on dementia care and the GPA approach.
Okay.
So that's where, yeah.
Awesome. So getting back to the research project that you had made mention of,
sure.
Can you just kind of elaborate a bit more on what your specific role was, the role that you played in this specific project?
For sure. So as I mentioned before, I was part of the geriatrics interest group, and with Lori, our faculty mentor was Dr. Wu through McMaster University, and then she partnered with Lori Schindel-Martin for their second year, which our second year we focused on our workshop being more dementia care GPA approaches and really understanding some of the behaviors that are shown with individuals with dementia. And so I helped, Lori did a lot of the planning, most of the planning for the workshop, but I helped the student committee to organize recruitment of students. And also being able to organize the workshop itself a little bit with whatever was needed. And also the day of, you know, welcoming the students, registration, helping them move from station to station, introducing the hosts, the different hosts and different speakers we had come in for the day. And then also looking at the data after the workshop, being able to analyze some of the data from the students' responses from their pre and post GPA learning to understand their differences. And then, I was a part of, I guess, a little bit of each part of the process.
Right. So can you share a little bit more about the study findings? So you just talked a little bit more about analyzing the data pre and post, looking at the surveys that were administered with the students completed. Can you kind of expound a bit more on what those key findings were?
Sure. So I guess what we did first was they had the opportunity to do an online e-training.
Right.
And so previous to doing that, they were able to answer a few questions. They were able to answer it pre to the conference and then after the conference as well. Correct me for the timelines of the conferences, but what we were able to see was pre-GPA, a lot of the students shared that they were hesitant with working with individuals with dementia because they had lack of experience. Mm-hmm. They also shared feelings of maybe fear, not really knowing how to respond to the different behaviors that were put out by their patients, or they weren't really sure what was the most appropriate response in that time. A lot of them shared being empathetic to the situation, trying to be patient, but not really knowing specific strategies to be able to de-escalate the behavior or to be able to progress forward or proceed forward. And then after the e-learning and also after the workshop where they were able to practice some of the things that they learned in the e-learning within the workshop, they were able to practice and they had some hands-on learning, we found that overall students felt a little bit more comfortable. They were empowered with some actual specific tools of de-escalation techniques or being able to look out for triggers of maybe what would upset a person with dementia or how to look for that specific trigger that may put that person into a specific behavior and being able to respond that way. There was still some input from students saying that they would like to practice this more, actually have some of that hands-on learning within their own specific disciplines, whether that was medicine, PT, OT, or nursing. Mm-hmm. But overall, they felt that they had a little more knowledge and felt a little better prepared and better equipped to go into their clinical placements, having a little more confidence in themselves.
Great, which is key. Mm-hmm. Going into
a clinical
placement, you definitely want a boost of confidence,
Of course, of course.
So I would like for you to speak to a little bit more on the learning needs of current students in healthcare. What do you feel are the learning needs that students may currently have?
For sure. I think one of the biggest things is having the opportunity to do experiential learning. I think that a lot of programs are so focused on theory, which is so important, but being able to actually practice that theory and be in the real world with nursing and medicine and a lot of the professional programs, it does give you clinical placements to be able to try it out, but your clinical placements are limited.
Okay.
So being able to have additional opportunities, such as being a part of this workshop that focuses on dementia that you may not have in your clinical placements day to day, I think gives you an immense opportunity to be able to practice some of these skills and feel more confident when you're actually going into your own workplace and after you've graduated and you're in these situations maybe for the first time. And as a novice nurse or a novice MD, novice other healthcare professional, I think it's important to have at least some sort of background to be able to go in. So I think for me, experiential learning throughout my process, of being in school, the different areas that I went through, I think was very valuable for me.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So my next question is, what are the core ingredients that all professional healthcare students should learn about dementia care, maybe prior to graduation?
I think that for me, the biggest thing would be some sort of exposure, whether that be through a volunteer position, through a clinical placement, because one thing, it's also, of course, important to be able to learn some of the basics of it. So maybe learning some of the pathophysiology of it, learning what it is, what can be done, what can't be done. Learning some of those nitty-gritty is important, but then being able to actually interact with an individual is very different than reading it in a textbook.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that is those two together need to be synchronized. They need to be together. You can't just learn one and then be expected to go into the workplace and know what you're doing.
Right.
And of course, you're never going to feel completely comfortable for your first time or your second time, maybe not even your 10th time.
Sure.
But being able to have those experiences along the way that give you that chance to work with individuals with dementia, and whether that even be some of those strategies that the GPA approach affords, de-escalation, looking out for those triggers, having some of those having some of that knowledge and some of those tidbits is very helpful going into whatever degree or profession you're going into after you graduate.
Fabulous.
So, yeah.
So good.
So is there anything else that you would like to tell our audience about GPA or the Geriatric Skills Workshop or anything that you would like to expound on or elaborate?
I think that I learned so much from it, even though I was fortunate, so fortunate and blessed to be a part of some of the planning with Dr. Shindel Martin and also Dr. Wu and the rest of our committee. I was able to help out with that. That was a great learning experience for myself. But being able to participate, even I did the e-learning as well prior to the workshop, and then I attended the workshop with the students and did the techniques practiced, and that was amazing. Being able to have that opportunity was something different than I had in my clinical placements. And in my clinical placements, I almost felt like thrown in. You're like, go do it, provide care, you know, just go do it. And that person has dementia. Oh yeah, you know, beware, they have dementia, kind of thing.
Okay.
But they didn't really give you any sort of ideas of like, how can you approach this? It almost was just like you were expected to go and sort of figure it out on your own.
Right.
So I think that being able to have this workshop was instrumental to my comfort level, to my confidence. Of course, I have lots to learn, and as you know, most of the students I'm sure do. But it's a great stepping stone, and I think that if we could incorporate programs such as these, workshops such as the one that we're talking about today, in curriculum, healthcare professional curriculum for students, I think that would be so valuable. I think that providing them, again, these opportunities, and also to learn from experts in the field, learn from experts who are doing this on a day-to-day, who have developed strategies, they've developed different techniques.
Right.
It's great to be able to get that exposure, especially when you're a student and you don't have the hectic, you're still, of course, students have hectic schedules, for sure. But when you're busy working and it's your first job and there's such a learning curve,
you're overwhelmed
sometimes you don't have the opportunities to seek out these additional resources, these additional programs to take part in and to learn from,
and you may not even know where to go,
and a lot of them are associated, they have different costs associated with them,
absolutely,
and so a lot of times in school, if we can incorporate things into our program, if we can incorporate opportunities like these, I think it's invaluable
for
students.
And for sure.
Yeah. So
I think you made a very valid point there when you talked about cost effectiveness, because unfortunately that's a reality for many who are going through school. It's very difficult to have the expenses related to school and feel like you're missing something and then have to pay out of pocket for extra training that you feel it is necessary.
Oh, for sure.
So sometimes cost is an issue. Maybe for people want to participate, but if it's not something that's already a part of the academic curriculum, it's very difficult to find extra money to then invest into a course. And sometimes cost is definitely a barrier.
For sure. So one of the other things that we did with this program was actually to go into CAG, so the Canadian Association on Gerontology, and disseminate some of this information to more of a research and academic community. And I was fortunate to be a part of that as well. And we did a focus group during that time with different, there were some students, there was also some professionals in there, different researchers. And similarly to what you said, they also talked about that as well. It's important to have like cost-effective strategies, but also to be able to provide opportunities for students. And being able to, again, incorporate that into a program would be ideal. So we have so many people saying, why don't we incorporate this into health professional programs? But it still is not being done. So I think that if we could continue moving that forward, and maybe sessions such as these can be a bit of an incentive or can push that forward a little bit, I think that that can be really helpful.
For sure. Awesome. So, Flora and I had made mention of a GPA, and this is the specific manual that includes four modules. So, in reference to the e-learning that many of the students on the research project that I'm trying to like combine your last name and your first name together, that Flora and the research team incorporated in their study is this manual from GPA. It's available online and it's also available in hard copy. And so if there are any people who are curious about dementia care, interested in dementia care, or are currently working in dementia care and feel like they are maybe not as equipped or as confident as they would like to be, this is definitely an invaluable resource. And you will be able to access this with the link that will be provided below. And for our listening audience, this is the manual, something that you can also find on the AGE website, and I believe that the link is www.age.org. I could be wrong, but that will definitely be corrected within this podcast at some point in time. So thank you so much, Flora, for taking the time to share your wealth of knowledge and to give such an invaluable perspective that is so unique to the student experience and also the recent grad experience. So I wish you the best of luck in all of your endeavors. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. And if I could say one last thing to, you know, any students watching, is take those opportunities, learn as much as you can. And, you know, with our aging demographics, we're all going to be working with older adults. Embrace the fun that comes with it. Yes. They can learn so much from their life experiences. And it's so rewarding.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So to our audience, please stay tuned to our follow-up podcast in this series. Thank you.